Good morning. Sitting zazen, sitting upright still. It's very simple, very straightforward. Being, breathing in, being, breathing out, being embodied means all sorts of circumstances arise and pass in this clear sky, clear life of being upright and experiencing. And it's no different from the rest of our life. Except that we attend to and are present as when we are getting caught up in thoughts, in judgments, in stories, in feelings that we like or don't like. And unfortunately, when this clear sky has all sorts of clouds appearing and disappearing, we react to them in our life. We might react to them when we sit and discover we're all about what happened last week or what I need to do tomorrow or what she shouldn't have said. In zazen, hopefully, we can see that and do what's skillful so that those clouds can appear or disappear as our life, as our sky. We all know this, or we all are reminded of this over and over. Sitting down, standing up, walking. In our life circumstances, we're sometimes more confused about this, or we forget it. And yet, we have skillful means, skillful practice effort, if and when we notice that we're not where we are. We have this when we're sitting upright, whether it's to attend to this experiencing, whether it's to make some useful, skillful effort to notice having thoughts about, having comments about that noise, those cars, those planes. There's a nice introduction or pointer in the Wycliffe Record Case 87, which is titled Unman's Medicine and Disease. Sometimes it's titled Medicine and Disease Subdue Each Other. So it begins, a clear-eyed person has no nest. Or someone else translates, it's a clear-eyed person has no holes. Holes to fall into. Holes to get trapped by. Sometimes on the summit of the solitary peaks, sometimes in the midst of the open sky that is our life, if we say it that way, sometimes on the summit of the solitary peak, weeds grow in profusion, clouds of all sorts of entanglements appear and disappear, especially when we hold on to them and play with them and keep saying, oh yeah, that's terrible, what am I going to do about that? It's all, despite this open sky that is our life, these no holes, no traps functioning, that is who we are, that is our experiencing, all of a sudden we miss where we are because we're grabbing onto this weed, we're bumping up into that that's there. They keep on appearing. And yet, we are always this open sky that's not hindered by the weeds, the clouds, the storms, and yet we seem to be hindered by our expectations, by our appointments, and the disappointments that we make them into. I had an appointment with, and you fill in what? If you can notice it, then the disappointment becomes a wonderful pointer to bring us back to the very experiencing life of the universe that we are. This clear-eyed life that we are. This solitary peak that in all directions, no problems. Or problems profusely all over. The pointer continues. Sometimes she's naked and free in the bustling marketplace. He, she, they, we. Naked and free has nothing to do with clothes. Nothing to do with anything except that we don't entangle, despite talking to people, despite being with people, visiting and leaving, doing all sorts of tasks. What is being naked and free? That's the way the text is. This is Blue Cliff Records, so this is a case from with Master Yunmen, Umon, and then this is a commentary by, not commentary, introduction, pointer, added on by Engo. So, despite the fact that we're in the middle of a group of our family members, friends, strangers at the supermarket, or wherever else we are, our expectations about them, our reactions to what they are or they aren't, might even be that we opened up the newspaper and all of a sudden we find ourselves no longer simply reading it, but going, ah, how could he have done that? Oh, she's always, always getting into those kinds of troubles. Or, again, those stupid people in, and you name it, Washington, Springfield, wherever else in the world the events are occurring. Naked and free has nothing to do with clothes. And yet, it has to do with the things we hold on to that blind us from the experiencing that whether we're in Zazen, formal sitting, or whether we're in the rest of our life, we get entangled in and no longer free, no longer free to be as the universe, just this moment. So whether we're sitting in the Zendo quietly or we're in the midst of a group of friends and family who are talking about, and you fill in, we add on all sorts of frills, a show of one sort or another about how much we know or don't, how much they don't know, how wise we are, how foolish they are, whoever they is. It might be the people we're with, or it might be those people in. And you add on. We love to do that. Then we're not clear. Why are we not clear? Because we're holding on to believing whatever. And it's our opportunity to experience that, our opportunity to use that to nurture us. No one else can take care of it, which is, it is simply our own life. Whether we call it a nest that we hang out in because I am so and so and I don't do such and such and I am always going to be this way, or whether we call it a hole that we fall into, when we notice we're there, instantaneously being this moment, being exactly as it is now, being it isn't adding something extra, it's being exactly as our life is, exactly what's our Zen is, then we don't get blinded by the storm clouds in the sky. We don't get blinded by the weeds that are springing up, because we have no problems with weeds. And if we're in the marketplace, no problem with lots of people selling, yelling, calling. It's a bustling market, bustling group of people. Even the bustle when we're sitting in the Zendo quietly and outdoors, there's some car that's playing loud music, and you know that's terrible music. How could they be doing that in public now? And so, please take good care of your empty, spacious life. All sorts of wonderful clouds appear and disappear. And it's yours to embrace them and to allow them to pass. Yours to see through them, to be not entangled with no fear about them, or noticing and practicing with the fear that arises about them, with the reaction to them, with the story that you're off to the races with about them. Thank you.